We back up in this thing. You can't roll with us if your last name don't got no loyalty. Podcast party poppin', but you already knew. I've been rolling with these folks. This that Monday night crew.
Millennials versus the world like. Millennials versus the world like you. Millennials versus the world like. Millennials versus the world like you. Millennials versus the world. Millennials versus the world like you. Millennials versus the world like. Millennials versus the world like you.
Yo, what's happening, good people? Welcome back to another segment of the Monday Night Crew. It's your boy K-Dot Mims. I have two ladies of the show tonight. I got Princess and Brittany. Asia is not with us. I got my bros, DJ J Dub and Lewis, man. What's happening, y'all? What's happening?
What's happening?
Happy Earth Day, niggas. You said what?
Happy Earth Day.
Oh, is that what it is?
It's Earth Day, okay.
It's today. Nobody say nothing about Earth
Day. Oh, y'all don't care about the environment.
Hey, listen, that's because everybody was celebrating 420.
That's a damn shame.
That's why they ain't know it was Earth. See, we took Earth Day and made it something else. Anyway, so let's get straight into it, man. So, hey, after we get into this Chris Brown Quavo joint, man, I have a great scenario that just came to me. Can't wait to get y'all opinion. So I'm gonna start by, if you been under a rock, you have not seen that Chris Brown put out a diss track versus Quavo. Quavo just recently, shout out to Princess, just recently went back at him in the hours right before the show. So first, let's start with, you know, from what I know, and please correct me anyone if you know, this all started over Karrueche when Chris Brown was dealing with her a long time ago. Her and Quavo started messing around. You know how dudes are about that girl. I have no idea why this record came out now. But however, what's y'all thoughts on the Chris Brown record before we get to, you know what I'm saying, the Quavo response? Because I got something that I know we're not going to like.
Oh, boy.
No, that makes me feel good.
I'm talking about the comparison, about the comparing the two diss tracks.
No.
What's y'all thoughts on Chris Brown's, though? What are y'all thoughts on Chris Brown's diss track towards Quavo? Oh,
it was definitely a diss track, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
It was I don't want you to not know who I'm talking to. He addressed everything very directly. And I mean, the man really don't like him. It just is what it is. And he's been calling people out like before this track, like even in the basketball and like the hooping league, he's been calling them out. They've had beef for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
And I was just proud of him. Like, Chris Brown is a singer. So, like, for a singer to be putting out a diss track, like, you would have thought it would have been, like, terrible, but it wasn't.
It wasn't. It was not terrible. Mm-hmm. It wasn't terrible. You can't mess with people, girls, man. When you take somebody, girl, man, they hit different. They stay there. It's stung. It's stung. I mean, essentially, this is what this all is over.
I don't think it was all about that, because I'm sure Kristen had his girl taken. I mean, Chris share a baby mama with somebody, too, don't he?
Yeah.
I still think it's over Karrueche, though. I get you, Jay, but I still think
people are saying that it's about her. No, I don't know.
I doubt that.
Okay. So I think Chris Brown, I think it was a really good song. I think Chris Brown killed it. You know what I'm saying? I think I like the mix of like the last thing about Takeoff was a bit much. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie. That was a little like, golly. But it wasn't nothing crazy to me, though. Like, I think the flow was good. I think because he's a singer, you know, it was good. But, like, he really was just talking trash. It won't nothing. It won't like a back to back to me or anything. I think it's because he's a singer that went rapping and talked crazy to another person. It, like, blew up. Don't get me wrong. I do think he did his thing. However, when I listen to Quavo's, the only thing that really made Quavo look stupid was that voicemail. I don't know why you would put that on record, bro. When you start out like that, you up there talking, Chris, I don't want no smoke, man. Please, man, no. That made everything else 10 times worse because you begged that man not to fight you.
You could have said all this. I don't want harder.
I think they're the same level. I think Chris Brown was just. Hey. I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, I don't think neither one of them was crazy.
You're talking crazy.
Nah.
Yeah.
What? In your mind, because now I gotta ask you, what in your mind made you think that Quavo's was on the same level as Chris?
Tell me what's so crazy about Chris.
Other than directly dissing everything that, like, he's directly dissing him. And then on top of that, like, the level of intensity he used throughout the whole song, on top of the mm-hmm. damn beat, the beat was crazy. Yeah. Everything about the song was hard, even the way yeah. he came in on it. And Quavo came with that weak ass, man. Come on.
Let me tell you about the beat with Quavo. I wish we could play it, but there is a part where it sounds like he's about to do, I just want to rock. And I was like, where the fuck are we going with this?
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like that beat is about to drop at any moment, but it doesn't. And I'm like, I was like, where are you going? Like, I didn't understand it, but yeah, I don't think it's definitely Chris for
but,
me.
But on the same level.
I get you. But Jay, back where I'm not, I'm just asking questions. That's all I'm doing is asking questions. Where didn't Quavo directly address Chris?
He danced around it. He danced around a lot of the things. Like, yeah, he threw jabs I'm just asking questions. At go him, ahead. But he just danced around it.
Yeah, go ahead, Brittany. He trolled.
He called him a crackhead Michael Jackson.
Like, you're comparing crackhead Michael Jackson to what this man said about you.
I think
what Quavo did was like, I gotta hurry up and do something. Hey, bro, let me borrow a beat real quick.
Yeah,
but that's Quavo, his, but he ain't. But Chris came with lyricism. That's not Quavo's style. They're more of a vibe. You get what I'm saying? And his diss track was exactly what I expected to be. Because I'm gonna be honest with you. The hook, even though it's got takeoff, you know what I mean? The hook is, I like it. It's like more of a real song.
I hate it.
And that's the thing. That's when you thought the beat was about to drop, Lewis. Pussy. Yeah. Like, what?
Yeah. I like it, though. I like the hook. I mean, I like the hook, man. It was a good, it's a better actual song. And that's what I expected from Quavo. But Chris, I think Chris has got the edge because he revealed information, right, about Sweetie, and you had the wordplay. You know what I mean? So that was clever. You know what I mean? I thought that was interesting because now we want to hear more about what happened. And now Quavo asked, you know what I'm saying? Like, he kind of put Quavo on the defense. So I think that's where he has the advantage.
Mm-hmm. I get you. I just don't think there. I think what Chris Brown, and I do think Chris Brown's was good. I just think they're on equal playing. I think the voicemail at the beginning, him saying what he said about takeoff at the end, because, you know, allegedly how that story or how that event transpired and whose fault it was is a lot up to question.
Quavo. About
when Takeoff and Quavo, when they got into it that night, you know.
It was Quavo's fault. I mean, it was Quavo that instigated it or whatever.
Yeah, for sure. So that I understand the line. I'm not agreeing or disagreeing. But seriously, though, like, I think people are Chris Brown friends, which, don't get me wrong, he did his thing. But, like, they not too crazy far apart from each other. He was just talking crazy. Quavo directly addressed him the same way Chris did. And I think, Lewis, you made a good point. There wasn't a lot of lyrics there, but you're not going to get that out of Quavo no day. I think the voicemail in the beginning did the same thing as having Takeoff on the song. So I feel like those kind of evened out the playing field. But I ain't hear him.
I didn't like Takeoff on this. Like, why did
you got a playing field with somebody directly diss you and then you make a song?
Yeah.
There's no even out the playing field.
Jay, how wasn't Quavo direct is what I'm confused on.
Bro, so you tell him. So what was Jay-Z response to Ether?
Nothing. An album.
He had a response. He had
okay, thank you, Lewis. What was his response? Think about it for a second. We're gonna wait.
It was a response, but it wasn't as big as Ether.
Do you remember Ether or Jay-Z response?
Of course I remember Ether.
Okay, so you're gonna remember Chris Brown shit or what Quavo talking about?
But Jay, you're not answering my question. How wasn't Quavo direct to Chris Brown? How was he directly addressing him the same way Chris Brown directly addressed Chris Brown?
How?
The same way Chris Brown directly addressed him. I think the difference is what Lewis said. Lewis was like, Chris Brown pulled out information that we didn't know. So when you come in with a reactionary diss, it's hard to overdo. That's like, I'm going to take it back to this. That's like when everybody keeps saying Pusher T beat Drake when they were beefing. No, he just told us that he had a son and we ain't know that. That was the only thing that made that better. Drake absolutely won that. But the fact that Pusher T gave us information we didn't know made it like
I don't agree with that one, my brother.
I don't know where y'all can get from. I've never seen any information where it said Pusha T beat Drake in any type of, like, he had information on him, but I've never heard where they said Pusha T was like over Drake because he put that piece out.
Not in the like career sense, but in that beef, there was a lot of people that gave Pusha T the edge because of that initial one when he revealed that he had a son and who it was by.
Yeah, he did win that battle.
Never seen that.
Nah, he won that battle, bro.
Okay. He won that battle. Because
was it based on rapping or the fact that he told us that?
No, I think it was a lot of things. The same thing Drake is doing. Right? The same thing Drake is doing in his approach, because it's now become strategy, right? And the way Pusha did it, the clip art that he released on the story of Adidon, Drake had an Adidas promotion that got canceled as a result of that. You know what I mean? It was so many things that impacted him as a result of that diss that I got to get Pusha the edge. And then like Drake, the same thing he's doing to Kendrick Lamar is he's kind of taking away some of the things that he can say from him, and it's more strategy and impact outside of just the rapping. And that's what battle rap is today. It's not just lyricist to, you know, lyricist. That's not how you win battles now. It's not the same.
I don't disagree. I just think the information gives Chris the edge. It was a good song.
I agree. I think it's the revealing of things is where we are now as a society in rap.
Yeah, I don't, but like song to song, I personally don't think they're crazy apart. And I feel like, this is a question I wanted to ask. Did any of y'all see Jill Scott's tweet
about Chris?
Yeah, and what the person was saying in the comments?
Man, yeah, man. That's, look.
How do y'all feel about people never being able to, like an artist or a celebrity never being able to outrun their past? Even when it was public, they've settled it. The person that, you know, they were into it with kind of settled it and move on. Can we be great in one arena and be making? I'm not saying he's still doing any of that now, but like, what's y'all thoughts on people not allowing that man to move on from those events that happened way back when?
It depends on who you do it to.
Damn.
People are willing to forgive you. It just depends on who you do it to. And there are certain communities there are certain things that people have said that have been racist, sexist, and been successful. But if you say something that is homophobic, it's hard to come back from that. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And I think if Chris would have hit Sierra, it probably wouldn't have had the same impact. But he hit one of the biggest pop stars to ever exist.
Yeah. Damn. What's y'all thoughts on that though? People trying to bring up the fact of his past, saying that they can't be proud of the diss track because he did X, Y, and Z in the past. They Chris Brown friends. They don't care.
Yeah. I think it's silly. I mean, I agree with Lewis. It's just one of those things that unfortunately follows you, especially because you're celebrity status, you're in the limelight, it is what it is type thing. But to keep bringing it back up is irrelevant. And even Quavo, like, first thing he said, okay, we get it. He did that with big whoop-de-doo. I mean, I'm not trying to downplay what it is, but it happened. So how many times are we going to keep reliving his past? Did he get help from that? Is he like in a healing process from that? Great for him, but why do we keep throwing it back in his face? It's silly if you ask me.
Okay. Any last thoughts on Chris Brown and Quavo? All right. So we're going to transition. So hopefully we get to both, but I want to give the topics of the night respect. So these conversations came out of this weekend. And so what I make sure I did this time is when I started talking to someone, I asked them to resend it to me with full context. So I got two. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Hey, all. I hope y'all are good. Question. I'm talking / dating to someone. We connect well. I'm 29. She's 22. I've never dated that young, but it's been good. Recently, I found out one of my boys shot his shot, but she didn't see it or respond. I'm not sure if she knows we are friends. They've never met. I'm not tripping too heavy, but is this weird? Thoughts?
What are our thoughts? That confused me.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
Yeah, so
y'all want me to read it again?
No, I'm just saying there's nothing.
I think I got it. Yeah, it's nothing to elaborate on.
So I guess what we were talking about, what I got from it was, is that there's an age gap in them, obviously.
Okay.
And that she's younger. He found out that one of his homeboys tried to talk to her.
Okay.
She never saw it nor responded. Mm-hmm. But this part I don't have context on. I don't know if they brought it up to each other, but he knows they shot the shot.
Yeah, he that's why I'm like, okay.
Okay, go ahead, Princess.
If she never responded, then what are we talking about?
What is he gonna stop?
Is the question, should he stop dealing with her because his homeboy tried to shoot his shot?
Yeah, I feel like
so important.
Like, what should we be elaborating on?
Yeah.
So what I got from it is, being that they never met, and then if they come back and meet, knowing that his, yo, from the girl's perspective, she sees somebody that may have DM'd her. Hey, look, I'm telling you the scenario that way it was brought to me, man.
Hey, man, don't get all defensive with us. You don't want to ask the questions. Yeah. We just trying to understand, brother.
So what I get from it is,
no smoke, bro.
He dating somebody. He's dating somebody younger. His homeboy liked her at one point because he shot his shot.
Okay.
She hasn't seen it, but he knows his homeboy shot his shot. The friend and her have never met, so he doesn't know if she knows if they're friends. He said, "I'm not tripping too heavy, but it's weird. Is it? But is it weird?"
So let me ask how did he know?
Bruh, I promise you.
How did he know that homeboy shot a shot?
So we did not get into that part. The way that this conversation came up was mutual friends.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And when a mutual when he saw the mutual friend, I think she saw the mutual friend and brought it to him. Like, do you know him? Because they never met. They're dating and they've been in their little bungalow because she's younger. She's younger, so he ain't brought her around everybody because he typically doesn't date that
young. Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
So now that he knows that information, it's just like, damn, they've never met, but is it weird? I guess from the look of y'all saying like, hell no, it's fine.
I mean, if she never responded to the homeboy, yes. I mean, if it's ever going to be a situation where they're going to be around each other, then he just need to give his homeboy the heads up. Like, I don't know. This ain't really no, I don't know.
Say it,
I don't want to be rude.
I mean, it don't bother me, though.
What are we talking about?
I think. Go ahead, Lewis.
I don't think there's anything to discuss. Like, he's 29. He can figure it out.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you 29 asking me this elementary question.
For yeah, like, you know.
Year old. That's what we was talking about the last episode.
Said, no with grace.
The whole,
no grace.
Giving people grace.
And giving people grace. Yeah. Shit. I don't have time for that with a 29-year-old. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, don't say that in front of Lewis. No. Don't say that in front of Lewis.
No grace, Lewis.
I don't know what. I don't know what he expects. It's weird to know that someone that you with, that a friend of yours tried to talk to them, but there's nothing, like, if she didn't respond, there's literally nothing to talk about.
And no, to answer the question, no, it's not weird. Like, no. He tried to talk to her. So what? Men try to talk to her every day.
It's like 2% weird. Your homeboy likes somebody.
No, it's not. It's 0% weird. It's a male.
He knew that, they were together, and you saying he shot his shot still is what you're saying?
That part I don't think so. Jay, that's actually
that question. Would make it a little weird, but at the end of the day, it's like it is what it is. I mean,
yeah,
do of that, but I mean,
hey, y'all get that man some grace.
So. Weird is she never responded.
Nah, yeah. Man, I ain't gonna give him grace, I'd ask him more questions.
Yeah, I mean, as long as he don't bring old girl around the homeboy, and then homeboy starts still trying to get at her, like, that's a different story. But other than that, like, what are we talking about? Y'all ain't never been on no date. She don't have your phone number. Right. He don't have yours. Y'all ain't never messed around. So there's no conversation.
Yeah,
he must really like this girl. He tripping.
Yeah, like, she mine now. So
so the vibe I get is that her being younger is why the friends and stuff, everybody, like, I ain't gonna say a secret. But like, I'm just telling you. So I don't know this person personally, but we've interacted via our reels before. So like, and I asked, like, can I share this? Like, yeah, please get a opinion. So give grace is Lewis' answer. All right.
So, what? There's nothing to get grace for what?
I'm just messing with you, bro.
He didn't even do anything.
All right.
We're going to give grace to you for not asking more questions.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. I don't be at people business like that. All right, so number two, what's up, Wild S? So I've been in a good situation for about a year. We don't fuss or fight. I understand him. He understands me. We are well into adulthood. However, his family just shared with him that he was adopted. He has two kids of his own. That's how it came out. Mm. This was about 3 months ago. I like him, but the role that I like him, but the role that this news sent him down is heavy. We did say we love each other, but I'm not sure if I'm ready for this type of ride. Am I tripping?
How long did she say?
Yeah.
It said about a year.
Okay.
So I'm a paraphrase.
Okay.
Been together about a year. It's been really well. Mm-hmm. They said well into adulthood. He has two kids, and it came out that he was adopted because going through stuff with his kids.
Okay.
That was 3 months ago, and she's like, the road this is sending him down is a little too heavy. Mm-hmm. They've exchanged I love yous, but it's like, damn, I don't know if I want to ride this ride no more because of the road bro done got sent down. Mm-hmm. And it just says, damn, am I tripping? Mm-hmm.
It depends on really, really what is that road that he's gotten sent down. And then I don't think she's wrong if she walks away. That she don't need to do it cold turkey, especially if, you know, they've exchanged I love yous and she genuinely cares about this person. But I definitely feel like she should voice her opinion and let him know that the road that he's going down because of the news is affecting her or the relationship in some way, and figure out ways that maybe she can help, or, you know, what needs to happen for it to get back on the right course. Or, you know, she might have to step away. I don't think right now, I don't think she doesn't have to stay in that, especially if it's weighing on her and affecting her. It's been 3 months, so how much longer does she have to give herself and not feel bad about it?
Mm.
Touché. Well put. Well, anybody else got thoughts on that?
Yeah, I got two things on that. Number one, you said he found out he was adopted through his kids.
No, the news came out, like, I guess the relationship building about his kids, and they didn't want to hide from him who his kids' peoples were.
So his parents, actual, okay, at that point.
Yeah, so that came out in the news. Gotcha.
And the second thing, for me, like, what's the level of intensity of, like, the spiraling down? Like, is he ridiculous? Like, did he become an alcoholic? Like, is he,
yeah,
like, OD depression? Mm-hmm. Like, what is he, mm-hmm, suicidal? You know, like, mm-hmm, what do those things look like to where, because it could be weighing too much on her, and just because you exchange those I love you, you still have to be realistic with yourself. That might be too heavy for her to, you know, carry right now. So do they give you
more checks
on that or not really?
Nah. So no, but give both sides of it, Jay. What would be, in your opinion, too much in that 3 months as far as him spiraling, and what do you think is a safe way to keep supporting? Like, in that 3 months, what do you think would be of somebody doing a little too much as far as spiraling?
Definitely the first thing I said, like, if he just turned into, like, a, you know, an alcoholic, and he's just, like, he's going down the wrong he's becoming, like abusive and all these different things, I understand that. But the other side of it is, like, is he really, like, dealing with an identity crisis? Like, is he questioning a lot of his parenting skills? Did he feel like a lot of things he was told were lies? Like, he's trying to reinvent himself? And maybe that's too much for her. I think the 3 month period, I would have a conversation like, hey, I want to be here for you. I really do. We've exchanged our I love yous, but this is becoming a lot for me. So how can I, what does me supporting you look like? If you can identify that. And mm-hmm, if you can't, mm-hmm, identify that too, maybe we need to branch out and get some help to help us, mm-hmm, work through this together. But right now, this is just too much for me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Louis, what that look me, bro.
Hey, that dude Jay spitting, boy. He's spitting.
Oh, yeah.
I agree with what Jay said. I think it's always important for you to create boundaries for yourself in any dynamic. And if she recognizes that she's not able to be there in a capacity in which she is able to not, you know, put herself in a compromising position, then I think it's good that she recognizes that. But to Jay's point, you have to be honest with that person, especially once you've said you love someone. I think you do owe it to them to explain to them the why. And neither one of them are wrong. He's going through an identity crisis, right, of discovering himself. And that takes a toll. That could take a toll on anyone, you know. So I think it's important for her to create boundaries for herself and to recognize that. And it's okay to create boundaries for yourself. It's difficult to do so. Mm-hmm. But I think she's well within her right to do it.
Mm-hmm. Brittany, what's your thoughts? Go ahead and say it.
I'm like this. So this is where I would use the term giving grace, because I'm only saying this coming from both sides of the spectrum, where you have to, yes, you have to know what capacity you can provide for somebody, but also understanding that you all have met a crossroad, and this might be a testament to your relationship to see if you can really withstand anything truly. Cause when you, if y'all are taking stuff to the next level and then engagement and then marriage, you can't just bounce cause he found out his mom's not really his mom. Like, okay, sign the divorce papers. No, you got to ride with your dude till the end. So what does that look like for you? Right. So this might be a testament to that. And if you can't handle it, great. But I agree with all three of you, what you guys have said in terms of trying to figure out what that looks like first, right? What does the support look like first? Because if it is too much for me, then maybe it is where I need to take a step back, and maybe we can circle back to this at some point. I just need you to find yourself first. Then I need you to define what support looks like to you. Let me know, and then I'll let you know if I can actually show up. Because a lot of times, and I think women are more, or men, men talk about how they can't be in vulnerable spaces and they need safe spaces and all this stuff all the time. Okay, this man just found out he X, Y, and Z. He's checking all the boxes for you. It's not his fault that he's going through this. And then the minute that he expresses his vulnerability and is looking for a safe space, you bounce because it's too heavy for you at the time. I just feel like you got to learn how to unpack that, them triggers with him. And if you realize at the end, after unpacking, like, I'm not ready to put it back in and carry this baggage with me, then you dip. But just make sure that you kind of do all those things first before you check the deuces.
Mm-hmm. In these scenarios, let me ask this first question. I want to ask the group this question. Is there any scenario where a year is enough investment time where you're like, nah, I got to ride this out for more than 3 months? Like, is a year enough time to have that level of investment into something?
It's all subjective. It's all relative to that situation. Like,
I'm just asking. Okay, go ahead, Lewis.
It's hard to put it in a general term like that because it really. Mm-hmm. But to quote my sister, it depends.
it really does.
Like, there you go.
Just because you say that you love this person, how deep is it? Do you truly see a future with them? Because to Britt's point, I do feel like this is a situation where grace should be extended, but grace has already been given for 3 months. And it's like, how many months of grace does somebody who's not my husband, not my fiance, get when it's weighing on me? Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying. Like, after 3 months, it hasn't even been a full year. Yeah, you told them you love them. You can love them and also give yourself space from the situation. But, you know, I don't think that means she has to stick it out.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so neither. And Lewis, I do get the point of it being subjective. I guess the well into adulthood part, you know, typically, you know, don't want to generalize, but typically, like, when you're an adult dating for a year, it's a little accelerated process.
That's a long time. It's not just a year. That's a year of your years in your prime where you could have been doing something else. I get what you're saying. It's a year in our 20s is kind of, you can kind of waste that, so to speak. But if you're 30, you're 30 and plus, it's a bit more intentional, right? You're not dating just to date somebody. Right. You're dating with intention.
For sure.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I got you. I think for me though, it's not really the time frame. I think it's the intensity level. Like whatever, because that 3 months could have been to the point to where it was like, no, nah, I can't do this. And again, we don't have too much context on what was going on. So I'm not looking at it more of the year. I'm looking at it more of like within those 3 months of you granting that grace, like y'all said, what was happening in that 3 months? Was there a recovery period? Was there seeking out for help? Was there steps in place to make sure that this person is getting healthy? Was there this gentleman himself identified? Because we are saying, obviously, from her perspective of like, hey, should I wait? What was he doing in this moment? Was he like actively seeking help to try to fix this, and also identifying what he was dealing with? Because we don't know what he's dealing with. He just found out he was adopted. We don't know what that brought, you know, into his mind. So as long as he was doing those things, I think it's just, for me, it's not the time frame, it's the intensity level.
Yeah, for sure. And I got one follow-up question before I hand it over to Brittany and Jay for the topics of the night.
Okay.
And you know, in the scenario, just kind of led this question. Where do you all feel like, and y'all alluded to it, but I just kind of want to know like what the actions would look like. Where in this does it look like where people would, where does the line get drawn to like me trying to help you to like you have to help yourself? You know, I think that line can get very confusing when you know, like whether you're in a relationship, you marry, you can get very caught into trying to help change somebody or trying to help be the person they need to be. For you know, from you all's perspective, where does that line start to get drawn to like, okay, you got to go do something from the person feeling like they need to fix their partner? Does that question make sense?
When it starts impacting you in ways that you are not willing, that it shouldn't. Mm-hmm. Like when you start to see yourself start to have issues and you can't sleep at night, majority of the nights as well, and it's impacting mm-hmm. your peace. There it is. When it's impacting your peace and your well-being to the point to where you are not able to function and it seems more like your issue, mm-hmm. I think that's where the boundary can be identified. I think, but it's your responsibility to identify that. It's not the person that's going through that trauma. Is that the right word, Kenan? I said trauma. Is that okay? Is that traumatic?
Hey. Smoke-free zone. Yeah. Smoke-free zone, Lewis.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Smoke-free zone. Everybody in agreement with Lewis?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
All right, let's get it. All right, so I'm going to hand it over to Jay and Brittany for the topics of the night. Let's get it, man. He got scared. He went mute.
No,
okay. I was trying to. Hey, don't.
He's
do
trying
that.
To pull it up.
Bro, don't do that.
He got nervous. Golly, what?
Hey, you already know I'm not. Go ahead, Britt. Take him down, Britt.
All right. So we have scenarios too tonight.
Oh Lord.
Yeah, we're gonna stick
anything
to
coming from Brittany on the scenario joint is wild.
No, so this one's a little calm. Uh-huh. Jay's is more spicy. Tonight, we let him take the spice. So I'm gonna start off light with this. And this doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be married. It's for married folks. It's for single folks, too, that are in relationships. So if your partner is a mama's boy or a daddy's girl, how much input or space do you allow for your in-laws in your relationship? And is this a deal breaker? Anybody.
Yeah. So now everybody went mute now.
Nah, it's not that. I just be going first a lot, so I'm not doing that right
okay,
now.
Okay, Ray J.
Go ahead, Princess.
So, Can you repeat it, please?
Repeat the question?
Yeah, because Jay throwing me off.
If your partner is a mama's boy or a daddy's girl, how much input space do you allow for your in-laws in your relationship? And is this a deal breaker?
Mm-hmm. Man, that joint, after a certain age, I got it. Like, I don't think you can erase somebody being a mama's boy or a daddy's girl. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't think that. However, I do think that, like, there has to be a boundary. Like, okay, I get that's your man's, but, like, we not going to just be, like, overstepping all the time. That's not gonna happen. Like I'm gonna respect y'all relationship because I'm not trying to be your dad. You feel me? Mm-hmm. But like if your dad, I hate to say this, let me just be real. My wife is a daddy's girl, but her dad wasn't dating her, if that makes sense. I'm not trying to sound creepy, but like right. Yeah. You got a situation where some of them mama boys, daddy's girl, it'd be like a relationship. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't that for us, you know what I mean? So like if y'all, I ain't going through nothing. You acting like you dating your peoples, man. We're not doing that.
So
no, that's
so
too much.
That was exactly my response.
So if wife puts you down, if wife puts her dad down as emergency contact,
how you feeling about that?
Hold on, like him only
before
like,
you.
Yeah, before you. Like we got two emergency contact dad. First.
If we not married, I'm not gonna really trip on that too much. Now, When we start to get crossed, no, because I'm gonna start
by the question. It said in-laws, y'all married.
I'm gonna feel a little way, but I tell you this though, the way you get around that is you get that person's blessing. Get that. Whoever my thing with my wife being a daddy's girl, mm-hmm. my thing was that he gave me the blessing, so I never really had that struggle because he was like, nah, Like, I trust this man because a dad is only going to overstep in that relationship if he don't trust who she with. That's the only time that really come into play. If he don't trust who she with, then them emergency contacts. She get in an accident. She call her dad before you, and he should say something like, "Why are you not calling such and such? Why are you calling me?" You should be having those type joints. But if he don't trust you, that's how it's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm. Smartest thinking and said all night. I'm with it.
Hey, here you go, bro. I don't want no smoke, man. Hey.
I'm sorry, bro. I've been shooting at you, my man.
Louis Princess. Louis been shooting, boy. Ah, right, dog.
Man, you know, whoa. I think go ahead, Princess. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Louis.
I don't I'm married, and to Kenny's point, like anytime I felt like someone overstepped their boundary, I used to run the conflict. I did, man. I used to run right to it because I'm like, I didn't know what boundaries meant. I just knew you weren't gonna come in here and say have any say over what's happening over here. But I
conflict with your wife or conflict with the
in-laws?
With the in-laws for sure.
I used to run to it, but you know, and now I have really good in-laws. I feel so bad about, you know, but I had to mature. But
what made you like that, Louis?
You just being protected? I'm just protected. Yeah, I was selfish, right? Because I used to look at my family as just mine. Mm. Okay. You know, but when you get married, like, you know, they're their grandkids. That's still their daughter. You know what I mean? And to Kenna's point, like, it took a trip for things to kind of blow up a little bit, but then to set boundaries, right? Because as a man, and I respect my father-in-law for this, like, you know, we were having a conversation. And I was like, yeah, but we're the black stocks. Mm. You get what I'm saying? Like, she's not her maiden name anymore. She's this. You know what I mean? Like, my kids got my last name. So, you know, you got to come to me, right? As a man to man, and I got to come to you, right? Yeah. And that's the thing. So, you know, I had to, we had to garner that understanding. And I had to realize too, like, we're family. Like, you know, even though I'm the head of my family, he's also the head of his family, and I'm a part of that too.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, it was a lot of humility that had to take place. But as far as like being so attached, I haven't had that issue. But to Kenna's point, you got to earn the trust too, right? You got to earn that man as a man to another man. You got to earn that trust for them to give you their daughter. And now that I have a daughter. Yeah, it's got to be the same thing.
Yeah, you understand.
I do. Absolutely.
Do you care as much from that end, Louis?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, far, far, far in the future, that transition, do you care about how that person may feel versus you standing in for your daughter and making sure she feel however she feels?
Yeah, because you know, because of what happened with me and my in-laws, mm-hmm. I'm going to make it a point to let that person know that, hey, like, I need to be able to trust you, mm-hmm. right? So I'm going to have that. I'm going to proactively have that conversation with whomever that is to let them know that that's how I think, right? So since we got the knowledge, our generation is really speaking about it and getting the knowledge. I'm going to give that game up. I'm going to make it known instead of you trying to figure it out and you figure, oh, you don't trust me. I'm going to let them know, hey, listen, young man, this is one of the most precious things that I've ever had.
Right.
And I'm trusting that with you. Mm-hmm. And I need you to understand that this means everything to me.
For sure.
So, yeah.
Right. I break your legs.
I was pretty much going to agree with what Kenan said in the beginning. If I ever get the vibes that, like, you almost treat your mom like she's your girlfriend or like she's your wife, that's a deal breaker for me. When you asked the question, Britt, it made me think about the movie, how you pronounce it, Mia Culpa, mm-hmm. whatever, that we discussed not too long ago. That situation mm-hmm. right there, like that whole when she
no said, good.
No good.
Oh, okay.
No good for me. Like when she sat the ex or the friend or whatever and told the wife to sit at the other end of the table and then he listened. And you left, you know, you left your wife down there like that type of stuff, and you just listening to your mom and letting her boss you around because you scared of her and you won't stick up for your wife. Mm-hmm. No, that's a deal breaker.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Good one. Also, to piggyback off what I wanted to ask Lewis a question again. So you think that the way, because I remember you made a comment like, hey, you know, we are who we are. Do you think that the father-in-law at that point, y'all were having a lot of friction because you felt like he didn't trust you at that point?
No, I think he saw me as like his son, right? Mm-hmm. So like, and it was in love. It's all good intent, well intentions, right? Mm-hmm. Like, hey, we're gonna go on this trip, and I'm like, oh, pause. Where are we going? How are we getting there? What are we saying? You get what I'm saying? Yeah. You don't make decisions for me and mine. We collaborate and make decisions for how we get in there and how we doing these things.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You ain't talking to your child. You talking to another man and his family.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
That makes
sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that boundary helped you though? Because I think that
definitely. Yeah, man. Yeah, it helped, man. Because it just, and like, you know, me and my wife, we do things differently than how her and her family did it growing up. And it's no right or wrong way. Right. That's the thing that we had to get to a place of. It's like, hey, the way y'all, okay, we do it this way. I'm like, okay, but we don't do it that way. Right. Respectfully, we don't do it that way. It doesn't make your way wrong. Doesn't make my way wrong.
Right.
So what are we going to do?
Mm-hmm. I would love to see that, Lewis.
Yeah. And shout out to you, Lewis, for even standing up and standing.
Why is he laughing at me, man?
I'm laughing at the Lewis before the growth. I can only imagine how you were.
It looked bad, yo. Yeah. I was real intense, man. It was bad.
We taking a family trip. Yeah, we staying here. Yeah. She was a demon, yo.
You told him
you won't go on if he ain't saying the details, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, how did you respond to that,
bro? For sure.
He said, see me.
That's exactly what was happening, because they're great people. It's not a negative thing. I operate off structure. Mm-hmm. They kind of go with the flow. I don't do that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
So your family don't do that.
Yeah.
Hmm?
You're saying like you don't do that. So the way your family operates is within your structure, and they don't operate within structure.
Correct. So if you want me to be a part, if you want us to be a part of it, I'm going to need details.
So let me ask you, Lewis, because now you got me really thinking. How much detail did they have to go into, like, for a family trip with you? Like, it can't be like, okay, this is where we're staying, cool, but like, we don't really know the gist of everything we're doing when we get down there. We just know, or are you the type like, I need a layout of what's going on from 8 o'clock to 12? You know,
if it's leisure, it's like, what? Let me know what your intentions are for this. Right. Okay. If it's something that you want all of us to do together, right, let me know. Because if we get there, then my family and I, we're going to go do this, and this. And then you're going to say, well, hey, I wanted to do this. I'm like, oh, you didn't tell me. We already doing this, and this.
Gotcha.
So if you want us to be a part of said thing, let us know. Otherwise, we're going to do this, and this.
How is that strain on your wife, bro?
Yeah, that's what I was
going to
ask.
I make it a point to, she knows me and she knows that my intentions are good. And in the words of us, she likes it my way. No, I'm just kidding. She understands.
Yo, get this guy
out of here, bro.
She sees the benefits of being said thing, right? Having structure. Mm-hmm. But she also, she's weighing on me, right? But she also is like, hey, Lewis, okay, you done did this. I need you to give for me a little bit. Right, so I'll conform, you know what I'm saying? But my structure is rooted in my lack of control, and that's an internal issue. So she knows I'm not doing it with bad intentions either, right? Just like they're not doing it with bad intentions. Mm-hmm. So it was a struggle at one point, but she's really good at remaining neutral and allowing everybody to kind of get through and come to a solution, because I'm going to be intense. I'm not going to be rude or disrespectful, but I'm going to be direct. Like, even when I was operating from a place of growth opportunity, I wasn't able to not listen or understand, right? Mm-hmm. But I was like, nah, but this is still what it is, though. Like, we are the Black Stocks.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I had a different mine was more so the other way. I had to it wasn't the in-laws, more so than like me coming from a single parent household, her coming from a two parent household. But when we got together, our structure didn't look like what her parent structure looked like. Mm-hmm. We took some really good foundational skills from them, some really good communication points from them, but how we operated just wasn't going. We spent a lot of time unlearning. No, I shouldn't say unlearning, because it's not bad ways. It just wasn't what worked for us. So I kind of went against the other way of Lewis. Like I was somewhat structured, but it was just simply like those things weren't how we were going to do it. And again, not because it was bad. Like I'm blessed with my in-laws. It was just wasn't how we were going to do things. Like, and I came from the other end. Like here I am coming from a single mom and coming into somebody that seemed very structured, a lot of structure, two parents, mom, dad did it this way. Never, like, you know, probably didn't ride a bus to school, got dropped off, picked up me. You missed the bus, you ain't going to school. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
And, and like very simple foundational things. Like she didn't go places with her aunts and uncles and grandparents. Mm-hmm. We get dropped off at our grandmama's house for weeks. Mm-hmm. But having that, those conversations around what structure is going to look like in the new, it had to happen.
Mm. That's
it had
good.
To happen.
Mm-hmm. Did you answer, Brady?
I never had no hell in-laws.
No, I didn't. But I do think mama's boys are worse than daddy's girls. And I'll say this because women are so territorial over there. What's theirs? They're cubs to the point where I feel like outside of what Princess said, like having a relationship with them, that's weird already. But if you got to consult your mom about everything, you're not consulting your mom about everything. You're not pulling from our finances to pay her rent no more. You're not like, you're just not doing those things without coming to me about it first and having that conversation because you're so used to doing it. Like that's the way you grew up in the home. I remember during the dating phase, it was bad. It was like, oh, let me call my mom right quick to see if what? Like you're not, why are you calling your mom for that? Yeah. When I'm sitting right here and this decision affects us, it's not something that affects you solely, right? Or mom had a say on who you could date. I want you to stay within the culture. I don't want you to date outside of your culture. Mm-hmm. Or bringing such and such over to the very much a Mia situation, bringing the ex-girl over here because she's this. It was a lot. And although you have these conversations and try and put your foot down, I feel like I had already knew that this wasn't going to work. If we took our relationship to the next level, your mom oversteps boundaries and there's a sensitivity level. So if you go back and you say something to mom, it's, oh, she sent you to whatever. You wasn't acting like this before. Mm-hmm. Or this is my baby and you this and that. So it's women have like such emotional ties. I think that with daddy's girls, it's kind of like you were the spoiled. I'm the only girl. It's me and my brother, only girl. And it's kind of like, I got what I wanted. I did a lot of things because of what I wanted to do. But I think it's easier, like you guys said, if you trust the man to then take on this role and kind of fulfill the provider, protector task in the household, it's easier versus a mom. She just has emotional attachments to her children in general, let alone her son. Like that's her baby. I say it now, like Caden, me and Mike got into it the other day. He was like, oh, I almost said something I wasn't supposed to say. He said something about girls, about women. Mm-hmm. And I said, he better not bring that type in this house. I can already tell you, the boy is 2 years old. I can already tell you that she's not good enough for him. And he's like, oh, here you go. You one of those moms. Like, yeah, you're right. I am one of those moms. So it's an emotional attachment. Of course, I might let it go as time goes by. But I just think women are just more attached to their kids emotionally, to their sons, I should say. Mm-hmm. Jay?
You got me thinking there.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. First and foremost, yeah, Princess, you can go ahead. But Brittany, that was...
Yeah, no, it's just when she said, you said... mama's boys are worse. That's what really got me thinking, like, which one do I feel is worse? No, I'm just pondering on that. Ever since you said it, I've been over here like, I don't know. But go ahead, Jay.
Well, a few points. Number one, me having daughters now, I understand that. I think I'm going to allude to what Lewis said. It's a respect thing for me. So I think once you gain that respect, I think a lot of things kind of loosen up a little bit and you set those boundaries. I think it works out fine. What I was married before, so I've had in-laws, you know what I'm saying? Mother-in-law was cool, great person, all that stuff. I'm going to be honest with you. I think when you're communicating, when you're married in a you know, relationship, well, we're talking about marriage now. So your in-laws, I think it's just vital that you don't share a lot of information with them regarding your relationship. And I'm going to tell you why, because no matter what, I feel like they're going to be biased. They're going to
absolutely
biased, but they're going to be biased.
Absolutely.
You know, and I don't think people give that enough credit. So it's like they may talk to you and they may love you to death. Like, you're my son-in-law. You're my daughter-in-law. I love you. But in actual reality, they have their child's best interest in mind. And you got to respect that. And you know that. But I think that that becomes a rocky road because you don't want to tarnish relationships in between there. So I think as I've gotten older, I realized that with my daughters, like, I love them to death. I think Lewis said it best. When they meet that guy, I'm going to set that boundary with them. Hey, this is what I'm looking for. These are my intentions, because this is what not only I provided for them. Like, I can show you proof of basically, like, if you ain't coming stepping like I'm stepping, you go ahead and get the step. You know what I'm saying? Because we ain't about to sit here and waste time. So, but I do think, and I hate to say this, but you're right. I do think mama's boys are worse, though. And I don't even think it's because of them. I think it's because of the damn mamas. Like, they make them like that. They're super controlled.
Oh no, I kind of disagree. I'm a mama's boy. I never had that problem. I ain't never run into that.
So when you say you're a mama's boy, like, to what extent, though? Because we talking, like, you ever seen that movie with A&T? Was it
Think Like a Man?
Yes. That level of mama's boy was crazy.
So, I just think it boiled down to if I hate to sound like this is so easy. I just think it boiled down to if they like your partner. Like, Brittany and my mama got along. So it wasn't like first of all, I think the only difference is what I was saying earlier that Princess agreed with me on. Like, I was never like dating my mama, but like, I definitely was 110% mama's boy, but it was never no case of like overstepping or, you know what I mean? Like,
let me ask you, not to interrupt. Your mother liked Britney, right?
Yeah.
Let your mom not like Britney.
That's what I just said. I think it's predicated on if you like with mama's boy specifically, if the mother likes the person that he's dating. Like, I think all the things Britney says come into play is if she doesn't care for who you're dating. Then it's like no offense, Britney, don't get me. Like, don't bring her in here. Like, she's not good. If he picks her anyway, and he brings her home, and he's in love with her, that little girl is going to deal with way more hell than if he brings the girl that you approve of. Because that's when your antennas go out, like, why are you with her? What are you doing? And that's
But like a true mama's boy, that sometimes those opportunities are not even afforded to the girlfriend or to the fiance, to the wife, because you're so caught up in, there is no woman on this earth that is good enough for my son. That is a true mama's boy.
Yes.
I agree. Or it's kind of just like the mom she don't care, even if that person is a good woman or whatever. It's, if it's gonna take the spotlight off of her, like, if he's gonna stop coming over here every night, or, you know, whatever that relationship looks like, the mom just don't want that relationship to alter. She may or may not be single.
Yeah.
You know, and like, it's like she damn near in a relationship with her son. That, I mean, you get what I'm saying, but that's really how they be acting. And so when another woman comes in the picture, they can't stand it.
Mm-hmm. I think it's also, I'm gonna agree with Jay. I think it's a little worse when there is a mama boy situation to Brittany's degree, because you can't leave. As a man, and you're in the dynamic of the relationship, how can you lead if you constantly getting counsel from your mom or getting permission from your mom to make a decision that impacts, that doesn't, like, to Brittany's point, that doesn't impact your relationship? You know, so I think as a man, because you're leading the family, you got to lead by example. You got to lead by, you know, actions. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you got to make a decision to gain the trust of your partner. And your mm-hmm. partner has to be able to trust you to lead. And you can't do that if you got to call mama to see if it's the right decision to make.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
This is a conversation for a whole nother day, Louis, but that's what we're missing right now. Really bad from black dudes, bro.
What's that?
What?
Just true leadership, like really leading the relationships you in and really doing it the right way. Like, it's so hard to have the conversations now because I feel like, and Louis beautifully said, wholeheartedly agree with you, brother. But it's like, I feel like right now, that's the number one thing we missing from our standpoint as black men in our community. It's like true leadership. And don't just leave it at relationships, like leading the other younger men in your family or leading whoever may be around you to bring them on to do the same thing. I just feel like we're missing that heavy. But that's not, I'm not going to take that curve. I'm just saying,
and
I feel like,
and you know, I agree with you. I'm happy that you did say that. But I think a big part of it is a lot of people don't know what that looks like.
Yes.
Like, sure. Men, they don't know how to define what that looks like. So they're out here trying to either do it on their own, learn it on their own, or not trying to do it at all mm-hmm. because it just doesn't exist anymore.
And Brittany, I'll say this to Louis' point. I think this is what gets very hard. Earlier, he said, like, with the young man, he will put that information up front because he spent his life gaining information that he won't make that guy have to think about, right? Mm-hmm. And I think what really bothers me is, like, now that we have this information, let's stay out of, like, I'm not talking about, you know, like, relationships specifically, but, like, those things we've learned about true leadership, who has it, those are the things that I wish we would communicate more to others because we do have that information now. It doesn't solely have to be only how, you know, how you should treat you. This is included. How you treat your lady, how to move in different spaces. But leadership from a perspective, even if you by yourself, when you walk into a room, how do you separate yourself from everybody else in there? Mm-hmm. How should you carry yourself? How should you speak? In these rooms, you talk like that. In these rooms, you don't. Knowing when to hold them, knowing when to fold. You know what I mean? Like, very much bigger than just, and I'm not saying how to treat your lady is not important. I'm saying, but it's way bigger than that. Because naturally, if you're doing these things in other arenas, when you come to that arena, you naturally have something yep. that's of value in that relationship.
Yep.
But a lot of people not, like, let's use jobs. A lot of people not really learning how to navigate true job spaces to grow. They want the dollar. They want the most comfortable position. Mm-hmm. They want to do the least amount for the most money. Mm-hmm. And now we've all went to, like, oh, I'm going to be an independent contractor for one of these big companies and I ain't want to listen to nobody. Mm-hmm. No, that actually needs to be a part of your life where you took some orders and you learn how to climb that way. So when you get into other rooms and you get in other arenas, you understand what it takes to get there. That's just my personal opinion.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
That's well said.
Agree. Mm-hmm.
I'm off my soapbox. You said what?
I said I'm off my soapbox. Because that bothers me, bro. It's like, because I'm going to tell y'all, I'm sorry. Excuse me, Brittany and Jay. People jumped on, I know y'all probably saw the comments this week. People jumped on me, right? And I get so irritated when dudes say, oh, a real man, where are these real motherfuckers at that can't a woman find? Where are these real dudes that everybody keeps saying they out here? Where they at?
Well, first of all, that's very true because we had that conversation offline. The thing is this, we have guys like us, you know, me, you, Louis, other guys in our circle that were raised by single mothers and you know what I'm saying, learned how to navigate and get ourselves together, right? They didn't have that structure of leadership, what a man looks like. So we all formulated in our mind what we thought leadership looked like, what we thought a good man looked like. So if you're sitting here and you thought somebody tells you provide and protect, and you say, hey, you know what, I'm a hard worker, I go to work, do all this, then you got the new generation of people, females and males, saying, oh, okay, he working 9 to 5. Oh, he's a cornball. Oh, he's sitting here, he's not making $165,000.
You just made the point. This generation, the women constantly tell us men that they don't need us.
Facts.
So why would they even try?
Louis, what are you gonna lead?
What am I gonna lead? You telling me you don't need me? You telling me you don't? You constantly telling me I ain't enough. You ain't trying to build. You're not. You know what I'm saying? So I will say, like, our generation was different because we aspired to be what we didn't have, right? And the women or the people or our generation, the women that we interact with, aspire to have those things as well. and they see us willing to, you know, sacrifice and commit to do those things. So it's easier for us. But I think about the music and the social influence and the I sound old. What the hell? The rappers nowadays, the young ladies out here rapping.
But it's the truth.
Think about what the message is. The message is he ain't this, so I use him for this and use him for that. And it's like, why would I want that? You keep telling me you don't need me.
But you know what's funny? I'm gonna just challenge this one part, and I'm really gonna shut up, Brittany and Jay. I'm sorry.
No, it's cool, but you just
cut when it. Women take that approach, if she has a level of maturity and you challenge it and say certain things, it's smoky mirrors.
It really is smoky mirrors.
But we stop at that because she said it. I'm not trying to be funny. This is gonna sound bad, but it's like sometimes you meet people of the opposite sex and they say stuff and you know that's not what they need. They just heard that and it sound good. But a lot of us now, we live in this space where we just stop at that. And I'm like, nah, like sometimes we need to leave the thought there. We need to plant the seed for it to grow. It may not grow in that conversation. But a lot of times, if it's articulated the right way, we need to drop that seed right there. Because if not, they're going to go off thinking that that's true for the next person. Mm-hmm. We live in this such non-confrontation, like, oh, I don't want no smoker, like my peace or self, all this stuff. Like, nah, sometimes people need to hear like, no, that's not the way. You're not going to like what I'm about to say. Say it respectfully. Plant the seed and keep it moving. In the context of somebody wants to receive it. Like we're having a conversation of those said things, not just going around spraying and praying.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I will say this. It's a lot more women asking where the men at than the dudes asking where the loyal girls at. I will say that.
Yeah.
Because us dummies think all of us are so real. Every guy talking about something, every dude talking about something. Oh, a real man. Like, bro, I'm about to start saying, let me see your resume, man. Since you so real and you know all these real dudes, bro. Let me see. Because that's the problem. They hiding behind these keyboards and they ain't really about what they talking. That's going to be making me mad. I'm sorry. I'm done.
Yeah, bro, it's cool. I feel you, though. That will piss me off, too.
Can we make us look stupid?
Question number two. We got to the second question.
You ready? You ready for me to do question number two, Brittany?
Go ahead, Jay.
Okay.
Damn, it's been an hour. All
right, bro.
Louis.
I'm free to have my phone, so don't judge, okay?
Okay, Jay Rita.
Thank you. Okay, so the second question is this. So this couple has been married for 4 years. No history of infidelity. It seems that they have a healthy relationship. The son-in-law goes to the father-in-law and says that the past 3 months have been really rough in the relationship with his daughter, and as a result, he has stepped out and cheated on his daughter. The dad asks, was it a one-time thing? And he says, no, it's been an affair for 3 months. Now, he says, but I just cut it off, right? And he truly is sorry, and he wants to work on the marriage. He feels that he's made a terrible mistake, and he has not told his wife, but also asked the dad not to tell her as well. So basically take it to the grave. So the dad question
I'm sorry, I was just clear. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, so the dad question was, should he tell his daughter about it and break her heart, or should he keep it a secret because his son-in-law seems remorseful and made a mistake? Thoughts?
Golly. Boy.
Y'all been watching the stories.
Got this from Young and the Restless. I'm not gonna lie. No, just
yo, hey Jay. Why so son-in-law meaning the husband went and told her dad.
Meaning the husband went to confide in her dad and basically said,
"He's a dummy."
Don't go stay.
Hey, I'm gonna be real though. Hey, Princess, I'm gonna be real though. From the dad spot though, you might not want to, especially if she's not gonna believe it. You might not want to be the person that break that news.
So you say
if the dad asked
if he should say something to his daughter.
He said, should I tell my daughter to break her heart or should I basically take it to the grave?
Mm-hmm. Pressure the husband into scare him into telling her. Dad, you don't tell her or you done for.
I agree. It's not his truth. It's not his truth to tell.
Yeah, like no.
Because he really don't know if he did it or not.
Well, if he didn't, he's a dumbass for going to say he did it.
Lewis.
Hey, Lewis, come on. They're not coming
like, right. Come on. I think he's a dumbass regardless.
I'm saying it sounds funny, but it's the truth.
Right.
Because when you get realities like that, you can't give me enough information on what took place to even know how to take the information. And it's unfair, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that, and I'm being honest, like his son-in-law could be lying to him. He didn't do it. He don't know. He wasn't there. I'm being honest. Now, if he saw them, if he caught him in the act, you know, then he can tell from that perspective. Then I think it would be different. But because someone came, and this is something I'll say with all of y'all, anyone in life, if someone comes to you with information, and if you don't know that to be 100% true, why would you go back and tell somebody? You don't know. You don't know.
But that's your child, Lewis. So if your daughter is married and you and the son-in-law, you and your son-in-law are super tight, and he comes to you and says, I've been cheating on your daughter for three months. I'm cutting it off.
Let me see the video.
Lewis.
That's wild.
This man is wild. Hey, man. Yo. That's wild.
I don't understand. Did he tell the father-in-law because he wanted to get it off his chest for some sort of forgiveness?
He did. He told him in acts of wanting the forgiveness, but also for clarity. Like, yeah. Yes.
What clarity do you I'm gonna be real, bro. Either way, if you've been fucking around, what kind of clarity do you need your father-in-law?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know why the hell he told him, because I know
that relationship. What if they seriously genuinely have a relationship where he's like taking him in as a son?
No, so in no things. World, in no world would I ever confide in my in-law. Or even if it was a sibling, like even if I was close to a sister or something like that, I'm not about to be like, hey girl, take this to the grave. But I've been cheating on your brother for 3 months. Don't tell him though.
So Princess, what do you do in that moment?
Wild to me.
So what do you do in that moment?
If
that's your son, like let's reverse it. That's your son that's been cheated on, and she's coming confided in you. What do you do? Do you tell your son?
Got her.
Probably.
Good. Hey, got her.
I feel like honestly, I would tell them that they need to tell her.
Okay.
Because my response is, you shouldn't have brought that information to me for something that I know is damaging to my child, and you don't expect for me to go back and tell it. So if you don't want the information to come from me, then I think you need to tell her or tell him or, you know, whatever.
I'm not giving no.
I agree. You know what I would do? I'm being serious now. I'm just being serious.
Okay.
He got to give disclaimers now.
I kind of meant what I said earlier. I was joking about the video thing, but I meant what I said earlier about not being my truth to tell. But to Kenneth's point, he said put pressure. What I would do is I would say, hey, look, we need to all talk. So I'm going to have you come in here. I'm going to have my daughter come in here. And I'm going to say, hey, listen, he just shared some information with me, and I would like for him to share it with you. And that's how I would handle it.
Now, that I would do. Because then I did my part of being accountable, and I'm not the one that broke the news to her. I absolutely agree with that. Real quick comment. Aaron, it wasn't your statement specifically, brother. So Aaron has said, I didn't know the real man statement bothered you. For clarity, I mean a real man is someone who's really down for the woman. You weren't the only one. I got a shit ton of DMs from people I don't know. A lot of people was DMing me. I got an email and I got an audio voice off YouTube. It's okay. Yeah.
Yep,
the thing that I was saying, Aaron, that I want to be very clear on, I think we throw words around saying like a real man or this, that, and the third. Unless that's clearly defined or we have a representation of what that looks like that's generalized, I just don't think we should use that verbiage.
Where's this coming from?
A comment.
I think
a comment.
He took us back. He just started talking.
So I didn't see it. So this is one. Aaron, which watches us a lot, commented and said a real man wouldn't do that. So when I set it up here, he commented, but I didn't see it until I just said it to y'all.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, yeah. But I was just letting them know it wasn't you specifically, bro. So appreciate you tapping in. Appreciate you listening. I took zero offense to you saying it, but it's just we need to have clarification on what that looks like.
Got it.
I've had a situation like that happen. Back to the scenario. I've had a situation happen that where two very close people to me, and I was like, hey, bro, you better say something before I do. You got 24 hours. and they just got scared and said it before the 24 hours was up. And I was like, you got to, bro, because nah, man, nah.
Yeah.
It's just stupid that you told her dad that. You cooked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is dumb. I'm not giving you time, though. I'm snitching. The minute that you tell me that.
There we go,
y'all thought Brittany. I was bad.
There we go.
Yeah.
I'm not
getting. Hey, I bet you will hurt your relationship with your son more than you will hurt their marriage.
So what?
I did my
part, or what I feel like as a parent. Because let me tell you something. One thing you're not about to have my child out here is looking like a clown. And you out here in somebody else's face doing all these other crazy things or whatever. And then you want to share it with me. And then have me kiki with you and take it to the grave while he's out here busting his ass doing everything he's supposed to do as a man to you, girl, you could go bye. And if my son never talks to me again, there'll be a point in time where we'll have a mother-son moment where I'll have to tell him, listen, these are one of these times where I felt the need because she came to me in this type of way. She shouldn't have came to me and told me I'm your mother. Like, go to somebody else. There's too many people in the world to tell that. If you need to get that off your chest, go tell your therapist. Don't come to me as the mom. My first responsibility is to protect my kids. I don't care about you. You could be replaced tomorrow if y'all relationship don't work. I didn't marry you. He did. So I have a respect for my son more so than I do for the sister, the daughter-in-law, I guess. Mm-hmm.
So to Kenan's point, and this is why I said what I said right the second time, legitimately. If you know that there's something that could potentially hurt your child and you want to protect them, that's why I say if you're there, you can create the invite. You can create the space for that to happen.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? So if you just go tell them without the other person there, they're going to be his depending on their personality. They're going to have a response depending on where they are. That's just like
traumatized. It's the right time to use traumatized.
All right. See, I ain't, you know, Webster's over here. So yeah, it's going to be traumatized. So I think that creating a space for that information to be delivered, and again, you're not the one delivering the information, makes it an easier blow, and it somewhat protects them, right? It doesn't impact, it doesn't, remove the truth, but it's the space that's created because I'm here, I'm present. You know, I love you, but I'm also creating a space for someone. I'm holding someone else accountable for their actions, right? To deliver that information to you. Right. But I'm doing it in a safe space where you're not embarrassed or you know what I mean? That you don't know that I know. Right. Or if I do know, if you know that I know, you're getting the information and that you're able to get the details and information immediately from that person who did it to you. You get what I'm saying?
I don't give the details when I say your wife is for the streets. I think you need to go talk to her.
How productive is that?
Well, I was about to say, let me add to that real quick, y'all, because it was a two-part question.
That's
it. Brady, you crazy. But
yeah, that's crazy.
Two-part question, because honestly, the second part was this. It was, if you did tell the son-in-law to go, basically like, listen, you have to communicate this to my daughter. What is y'all time frame on doing that? Is it 24 hours? Is it a week? Is it 30 days? Like, what's y'all time frame? Oh, hey, I feel like I appreciate you sharing it with me, but you need to go tell her this before I do. You got this amount of time.
Call her now. Mm-hmm. Call her. Get her on the phone right now.
Yeah.
Like this. I agree with Lewis's angle. I'm gonna tell you why I really disagree with you, Brady. For real, I get the protection part.
Brady is savage.
Your child has no idea that stuff is happening.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be the person to break that to them, and they don't think it's like they have no idea at all. It's different if everybody can see the turmoil outside looking in. It's like, yo, something's off. And then you may dig a little deeper, have a conversation. But to bring a whirlwind like that into marriage, Jay, did they say how long they was married?
No, they didn't say how long they was married.
No.
Okay, so like, and just another thing. Typically, as a guy, you grow a conscience as you get older. A 3-month affair in a marriage is a bit aggressive. Like it won't look like I did this one time.
Yes, bro. They were married for 4 years. I'm sorry.
Okay, so like a three month affair is you was in a relationship, Mike. That ain't no pay for it, pay for this. You was emotionally invested in another woman.
Yeah.
Nah, that's dangerous to go back and tell her that. Nah, yeah. Nah, I can't. You got to call right now.
Wait. First of all, I don't disagree with anything.
Come out that room, look like Martin.
I'm the immediate type. Like, yeah, I get all that. Yeah, we're going to handle this shit now. But I had to look at the other end of the spectrum.
if we go handle that, like Lewis said, hey, we're going to sit down together, right, Lewis? We also have to think about how that's going to look, that he's communicating that information to her and you already knew first.
Mm-hmm. We not. That's why I wouldn't want to be present.
That too. Like, damn, my dad knew this before I did.
Mm-hmm. But that ain't in your control as a dad. That's not in your control. You get what I'm saying?
I don't think I would meet up with him. I'm just saying, like, mm-hmm. I think I would not be in the room when that happens. Mm-hmm.
No. That's even more traumatizing to use that word, Lewis. Because for me, like, if my husband brought this to me, and let's just say I decided to stay, but I never communicated any of this to my family or, like, whatever, it makes me feel better, even though I'm working.
Oh,
my
husband. I got you.
Like, yeah. It's more, I got you.
So they don't have to know that I know if you tell them.
Yes.
Got absolutely. You. Yeah, that's that makes sense.
Her more knowing that her dad knew before she did.
That's true. I got you. That makes sense. Okay. Yeah. For sure.
Or even if you find out after the fact that your parent knew, it's the fact of them being in the room when it happens. Oh, like that's like more embarrassing. That right. Like, because when my husband would bring that to me, I want you to go into details. I don't want to have that conversation in front of my parent.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was thinking about if they didn't want to tell them, right? If that would be my way of putting pressure on them to say it if they weren't going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I get what y'all saying, and that makes perfect sense. So I'm like, hey, you going to tell her? And if you're not, then all right, this is the next step. But yes, that's actually really, really a really good point.
Hey, Lewis, what if you say I'm not and you ain't either?
Hey, come on.
Want to bet?
Like,
Lewis gonna say we're the black
stars. Hey, y'all heard that man to say how he went to used to go to violence.
Lewis so messed up right now. He don't even have a response. He don't know. What
I remember at the podcast party in Raleigh when we asked the question and Lewis was like, I don't even want to think about what I would do if that happened.
Is that what you said, like you walk in on your partner?
Hey, AJ Lewis, he come up to you and be like, I'm not telling her, you ain't either, old man. Stay in your spot.
Mink, just hit you with
it. Yeah.
Hey, but great segue, Princess. I'm glad that you did say that last part because that leads me and Brittany to our next question. About details. Transition into some details. You ready to take this one away, Britt?
You want me to? Okay.
No. That's me. I got this.
Yeah, that's definitely you.
Okay,
yeah.
So it says, do you think sexual favors are acceptable for holidays / birthday gifts?
Yes.
So please explain.
Sexual favors.
I'm so ready for this. I already know my answer.
Hell yeah.
Hey, you mean like doing stuff for you just because it's your birthday or holiday?
Either that or like, hey, I'm showing up. I am your gift for your birthday.
Yeah.
It depends on how many times you've given that to me as a gift.
Hey, Lewis. I'm gonna go ahead and tell you, you know what I'm saying, Britt, my dog. I'm gonna tell you like I told Britt. That's like wrapping up a damn Keurig and every birthday giving you the same Keurig. No matter how many times you change, it's still the same damn Keurig. So I don't know how many times.
I disagree, man, because it's like,
okay.
Speaking, this is Lewis After Dark. Okay. So when you are engaged in the acts of copulation, it requires, like, you're kind of mutually pleasing, so you can't be a selfish. But if it's like my birthday or something, then I can be selfish about what's going on. So it's all about you giving all that energy to me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's the same, but it's kind of different because now I don't have to be so worried about what you're getting out of it, and I'm more focused on me. Does that make sense? So yeah, I think that's Lewis, where
it does.
That's where, huh?
But would that constantly over and over and over.
Still not constantly over and over again, but there is some benefits to it, in my opinion, when it is specifically for you, because you can be selfish in that time. Like, I'm not going to, like, Yeah.
Yeah, you go. Yeah. We know Lil Sean wild out.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's bad. So it's kid. I can be selfish in that time and not care. You not feel bad.
Who is a nasty nigga, bro?
Yeah, he is. Bro. He is, bro.
He is. I never thought that Lil Sean was a nasty.
Everybody said no. He talking about hold on. But like, on, everybody else said no. What does Mr. Nasty say?
Yeah, nah.
Princess Kate,
nah, I'm good.
Yeah, no, not if it's my only gift.
So Princess, yeah. you getting it on your birthday, Christmas, anniversary?
Nah, bro.
No, I'm big on holidays, anyway. And I want an actual gift. To me, that's not a gift. I don't need. I mean, it might be a gift, but it needs to be a gift in addition to a gift.
I don't need to be the gift.
No, it don't need to be the gift. I'm greedy, I guess you could say. But no, that's not gonna be like you could tell me, oh, I'm gonna do this because it's your birthday or because it's Valentine's Day, and I just be like, oh, okay, no.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't work for me. I'm not saying I wouldn't.
What about if you got the gift and he took that part away?
Huh?
You then, get the gift you want, but he take that part away.
Take the meat away?
Yeah.
He ain't gonna take the meat away. It's something special.
Can you answer my question? So hold on. So but you don't got the meat no more. You just get the gift. You cool with that?
I'm gonna get the meat regardless. I'm just not gonna get the specialty meat.
Yeah. What if there's no gifts, right?
No meat lovers is what you're saying.
Every holiday, there's no gift.
Hold on.
She said, "I'm not getting specialty meat." She on that corpse life that night. She said,
I'm not gonna lie, the specialty meat was crazy.
I'm over here getting this regular smack. I ain't moving.
I say that bad, Princess. You's a nasty nigga, bro.
Yeah, I was processing that one.
Yeah,
but
you just giving the corpse up that night. Nothing else. Yeah. You ain't making no moves.
We got Lewis at the dark and Princess process meat.
Okay, what you about to ask me, Jay?
No, man. Oh, go ahead, Jay. Yeah, so you.
No, we gonna ask Keita. We good on that process meat. Go ahead, Keita.
Yeah, she's like, I'm gonna get that. Hey, look, it's crazy because the way you put it, the gift is really in addition to, not the meat. She talking about, I'm gonna get that. I need something else.
Yeah, I'm gonna get that regardless.
Nah, you still ain't. All right, but go ahead, Jay. But okay. Nah, I disagree. Yeah. Mine is
quick,
nah.
Yeah, we're gonna get it. Yeah.
Yeah, I disagree.
You disagree with what?
I'm not for no gift, bro. Not for no gift. Not for no gift, bro. Nah, not. I'm not a gift type person, no way. And I think what got me was the like birthdays and holidays and all the special, like, nah, mm-hmm. Not that part is what is like, nah.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't, like,
Hey, you mess, birthday, hey, look, you, come you mess around and get it at
the door, she in there on the bed. Then it's,
you said that again?
I said, so you couldn't, it's your birthday, you come home, she in there on the bed waiting on you. Cool.
Hey, Jay, you know imagine if you say a favor, right? And you feel it selfish, like Lewis said, you mess around and do something, she judge you for the rest of the year. You ask for something that's way out of pocket, and she got to do it because it's your sexual favorite. Now y'all are.
She did it too. Why are you gonna be all offended? She did it too. She should be offended. She should look at herself a certain way. Cause she did.
I can tend to get reckless, man.
Hey, Lewis.
If you say hey, do what I want, get selfish, and you say something super left field that she ain't never heard of or knew you wanted to do, you're gonna get judged, my brother.
Hey, Lewis, gonna be in there.
If she do it, like, you gonna judge. It, after you do
she
it,
gave it to you. She gave it to you.
Hey, so man, quit like, saying giving, but we ain't talking. Just
no.
My God.
If the context of the question, Jay, is sexual favor means you come in and I get anything I want, no questions asked. What you giving to me, correct?
Yes. Yeah, man.
That's correct.
So if y'all, hey, look, you mess around and have a request that you ain't never see. This is the thing. You can ask for a little, you know what I'm saying, a little extra. You ask for something less. That feel you ain't never done, you're gonna be judged in the morning. That's what
I'm going all the way. I want everything. I'm gonna get a list.
So why haven't you tried it before then? Is my question.
Said I'm gonna get a list.
Why haven't you tried those things before then?
I think because I know this sounds crazy, man.
Nah, honestly, no, it don't, Lou.
Women, I think I said this on Small Talk. Shout out to Small Talk Podcast. Women don't always make themselves fully available, even when you have sex. Right, you don't get them all every time.
Okay.
And I feel like when you in a you when you when you get to set the precedence of how available they are to you, mm-hmm. it's a certain control element of it, and it's a different experience. And I don't think they should give you all of them every time, because then there's no other way to take it. There's no other levels to take it. So I think it's good to have it in, have certain things in spurts and pockets, you know what I'm saying? As opposed to having them being fully available all the time.
Okay, so Lewis, let me ask you a question. Great question, Jay and Brittany. Let me ask you a question, Lewis. You're giving it to her for her gift. She asked you.
I can only do it one way, Kenan.
Huh?
I only know how to do it one way.
Wow, bro.
No, hold on.
I don't know other way to do it.
Super left field. Super left field. That like it's like what? But you got to do it because she asked. You wouldn't feel judged,
man. I don't know, man.
I'm gonna say something when we get on. I'm not gonna say this on live. But I got something that I know. If she said it,
hold on.
We talking about?
I'm saying general.
Even before the judgment part, right? And before we
Okay, thank you.
But before the judgment part, to answer the question, Lewis, you're saying that you would be acceptable, like it's acceptable for birthdays and holidays for just you to have that gift only. You would be content with that based off the context what you
if it's the man for my wife, it, you know, I ain't gonna put my business.
It's nothing wrong with it.
It depends on who it is.
I think I'm gonna jump in because I'm gonna piggyback off of Lewis. I think it's more so how your sex life is. That's a huge factor. Because if y'all are having sex just to fulfill or satisfy each other regularly, that's fine. But where the gift part comes in is what's actually being done, right? Like, is this something new? Did she buy some? Is she wearing lingerie for the first time in a, I don't know, 7 years? Or are we doing it somewhere spontaneous? So it really depends on your frequency and what y'all are actually doing in the bedroom right now, that you can kind of take this. Okay, this really was a gift. Like I had a time. That's the only way that I feel like it's acceptable. Because other than that, I'm with Princess. I'm like, I need something else. We do this already.
Princess, that I'm.
I need both.
Call, we will start. Call, hey, she need to put Arby's under her name. We have the meats.
Yeah, he's like, no,
Brittany, hey, saying me because I was about to start going in detail.
You said what, yeah. Kenan?
Brittany,
I'm talking about earlier when the way you was like, oh no, I'm getting the meat, I need something else. I was still thinking, like, that wasn't even in question,
meat was included, like,
yeah.
And I better not see that clip on Instagram.
I honestly won't, I hope not.
Yeah,
I ain't got no control over that. hey, the specialty meat was crazy though, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Like, we got Lewis, Brittany, Asian processed meat, and Keenan up here today.
I ain't said nothing, bro. Good question, though.
Hey, Lewis, let me ask you off the record, bro. Why you be getting so nasty in your mind, bro? Like, what goes through your mind?
Because, man, you got to.
That's definitely.
Man, I've been married for.
We still live. That ain't off the record.
Yeah, man. Hey, next question, man.
We'll talk about that.
Oh God. Okay, last question.
Thank you for saving me.
Yeah. So,
because he was about to tell you.
Hey, Brittany, we got time for one more.
Last question. Yeah.
We good.
It's quick. It's a quick scenario, and it's bringing it. It's reeling us back in. We drizzle some spice and bringing it back.
Oh wow.
An engaged couple breaks up. Mm-hmm. For 4 weeks, they quickly reconcile and want to move on with the wedding, right? He finds out that he got another woman pregnant, or if the shoe's on the other foot, she finds out that she's pregnant from another man. Do you move on with the wedding, or do you end it there?
Sheesh. I'm going to be honest. This is going to sound so double standard-ish.
Dang, that's a good one.
I don't see. I'm gonna be real.
I forgot we did that good. That was good one.
I think. I think without even being sexist or double standard, I think one is harder than the other. I really do. I really think one is harder than the other. I really feel like. Say again.
I said, what do you mean?
I feel like if I'm getting married to you and I know you're, and I'm going to see you be pregnant and see you carrying someone else's child versus I go do that. And yeah, I did it. I'm not saying that the guy is right, but there will be no constant daily reminder in our house. You being pregnant, there will be a constant daily reminder every day. That will be harder to get through. I'm not saying you can't work through both of them, but that would naturally be harder to get through than it was if you don't have a reminder.
That's yeah, for 9 months. I feel, are you not going to step up to the plate and be a father and never see your kid? Like, is the kid not coming to our home?
So if we had time to control how we interacted with the mom for 9 months, we have time to set a foundation. As a guy, you're pregnant and say he wants to come in my house and try to be there for you. Mm-hmm. That's different because what he needs to get is in my house versus what I need to do and what I need to communicate. I can go handle that and make the two sides. Now, they're both wrong. Mm-hmm. Let's get that clear. But I got to make both sides meet, but I can do that out and then come in.
Good. No, you ain't going out. You already been out.
Yeah,
that's true. Touche. But do y'all understand where I'm coming from, though?
I 100% agree with you, brother. I was going to say the same thing. You said everything I was going to say.
Yeah,
I don't agree.
Well, I mean,
I know you're not going to agree with Brittany. You know what I'm saying? It's Monday.
For me, to answer the question, I think that's a hell no. I'm not moving forward with those type of marriage. Number one. And the reason why is because, first of all, whether it was you or her, we've been separated for 4 months. If you get pregnant, y'all both on some reckless stuff.
Yes,
no, 4 weeks. Four weeks, Jake.
No, 4 weeks. No, you just out here just jumped off the porch rowing, or I did it vice versa. Neither one of us are even ready to be married. So instead of us messing each other life up, let's just go and move forward. Like, I'm good on that.
We can still get rid of that thing.
Oh my gosh, Keenan, what in the hell?
Yeah, go ahead and clip it.
What?
Well, that hold is on, time true. Out. That is a
in
fact.
4 weeks? Okay, so now we're gonna remove content.
But,
okay.
No, I was gonna ask a clarifying question. Did she get pregnant within that 4 weeks?
Yeah, she did. Yeah. So, like, let's say she had a one night stand just because she gets pregnant. Mm-hmm. It doesn't necessarily mean that she's in a heavy relationship with somebody. She was in her feelings. She went to the club, met a man, had sex. Boom, she's pregnant.
Vice versa, right? He did the same thing.
She had unprotected sex, man. Mm-hmm.
That's not the only way you can get pregnant.
Huh?
It's not.
Like,
I got you.
You, that's not the only way you can get.
You sound
pregnant.
Like
B, you can be trying to be responsible and make a mistake and it happened. Like, you can have done everything right.
I'll give what you mean. I know what you mean. I got you.
Yeah, I know what you meant.
I'm following you.
So, and back to what I'm saying, like, I'm not, the only thing I will clarify is saying I wouldn't make that decision for her or her. So if it was my fiance or the other lady I was involved with, but like in 4 weeks, there's conversations that y'all have to have off record that got to have some real ones. Because if you starting a foundation off at your wedding, unless you push it back, you could be like, is he going to be there in the front row?
Well, my thing is you're separated from this person for 4 weeks, right? Y'all are in constant communication if y'all still are trying to get married. So there's some type of level of y'all still dealing with each other on top of you sleeping around and they're sleeping around. It's too much going on. So obviously neither one of y'all are ready for that commitment in my eyes. If all it took was 4 weeks for this big thing to happen, yeah, neither one of y'all are ready.
Yeah.
I agree with JT.
I'm gonna ask a question. Do y'all think that would be a conversation that what I just said, do y'all think that would be an option of a conversation in that context?
I think it would, but I think when you said the way you said it had shot more of a shock value. It wasn't like it was like open dialogue.
Okay, I got you.
So let me ask you, even if that did happen, let's say y'all sat down and made the decision together, that wouldn't, you saying that you would be able to move forward with that?
I'm going to say something that everybody going to be like, what? It will really matter to me how you was moving in that 4 weeks. If you did everything and you really slipped up and we got here, I'm gonna treat that different to you was out here getting going crazy and just being irresponsible, because there's a bigger problem at hand. You see what I'm saying? That's me, because I look at it on my end too, right? Like, say, man, if I was doing my thing. Hold on, Jay. Hold on. Hear me out though.
I'm listening.
You doing your thing, she doing her thing. You're doing the same thing she doing, but you don't come back home with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if we were both out here doing our thing and your situation, whatever it caused you to do something, or my situation caused me to do something, is to me, it's going to matter how these events occur or how it happened to see if we're able to move forward. You go out one night, you got super drunk, had a good conversation, bam, it happened, you was being irresponsible. That's far different than knowing, like, you had a six row. Yeah, that's just different, I'm going to say. That's just different to me.
I just don't feel like that should happen, period. 4 weeks is too short. Thank I don't you. Care how much, yeah. how, drunk, how
well,
much
we go the scenario, had. Though.
No. I'm saying, to your point that you just made, it doesn't matter to me. I don't care how irresponsible you were that night. I don't care how drunk you were that night. I don't. To in my mind, the way that it's registering is that this has always been in the back of your mind. If you can jump off just in 4 weeks, in 30 days, in however many, you know, like a month, like that's entirely too soon for me. And I just feel like you were waiting for this opportunity to do that, and you use this as an excuse to do that. That's the way that I'll view that. I'll never be able to take an outside kid. That's number one. So even if you did that and there was no kid involved, for me, it's just kind of like, but hold on. Because I said that they quickly reconciled their relationship. They was ready to get back married. You wasn't thinking about me. In those 4 weeks, that space was for you to see where this relationship was going to go. And you was down here banging Betty on the stove. Like, I just don't understand why you was doing something like that when our relationship was at stake.
Okay.
I think
it was okay. Go ahead, Princess. I'm sorry.
I get where you're coming from, Britt, but I just feel like when people be getting out of relationships, I don't think it's uncommon that very quickly, because they've been having the same whatever body part insert specialty meats for years or whatever long y'all been dealing with each other. It's not uncommon for the moment that somebody gets out of a relationship for them to go try to hit something else.
Mm-hmm. Right away.
For a variety. It's not even like an emotional thing. They just want something different, and it's an opportunity. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that you're not what they want. Mm-hmm. So I can see that happening within that 4 weeks. The thing is the pregnancy.
Yeah.
Whichever ends that it falls on, it's the pregnancy.
Absolutely.
As long as you come back, and if we truly reconcile and you ain't keeping the shit going, then it's fine. Don't bring me back nothing. But I'm not going to be naive and think, oh, in this 4 weeks, it's not a possibility that he ain't hit something else.
So, Princess, so say you, just hypothetical, you were the person that brought the pregnancy, though. What changes? Mm-hmm. What changes about how you approach it?
Her address.
That... not in my name on the lease. I think I have to take full responsibility of that, and that's on me personally. If I wanted to move forward with that person as my fiance and as my husband, if I was the person who got pregnant, I would abort it. And you could put that on record, but I would, because I don't think it's fair if I want to move forward with my partner that I bring that into the marriage.
So and I the feel 4 weeks like I have to say factor into that decision.
The
time frame in which, so 4 weeks mean is very, very early. That plays a factor into that decision.
I mean, I guess not so much. It's just if I got pregnant by somebody else, regardless. Like the time frame doesn't matter to me at that. I feel like I have to take that one. I have to take accountability for it. So if as a woman, my body, my choice, if I don't choose to get an abortion, then I feel like I would step away from that situation. I'm not going to move forward. And to your point, Keenan, have to go through the pregnancy, carrying someone else's child while being in the house with my fiance. Like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
So it's either I'm going to abort it and we move forward, or, you know, or I'm just going to go about my business and I got to take that L.
Yeah.
The only way that respect. I would say is if my partner would be like, nah, like I like we can get through, you know, like if he was really like damn near begging me to stay, and you know, like it didn't matter to him that much, which I don't know why it wouldn't. But if that was the case, then maybe I could see myself myself saying. But other than that, like I would leave if I was gonna keep it.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I think in the only I'm not gonna say the only, I think in one scenario where that may happen, Princess, is if maybe in that 4 weeks y'all may have slept together too, and then you became pregnant. So now you don't know if it's his baby or the, you know, XYZ. Now it's more of like a, oh shit, we gotta figure this thing out type deal.
I'm not telling them.
Hey, Britt.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, bro. Like, I'm gonna see. I think a lot of people don't be like, honestly, bro. I feel like that's a thing, though. It's like one of those things that, when Lewis said earlier, like you have an unprotected sex, right? Like, the only way to really stay clear of that is not to be doing nothing, so you ain't got to worry about it at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the only true way to stay clear of it. But if you're going to play in the pot, you know what I'm saying? It's a part of the game. Yeah. It's a part of the game. It's a part of the game. Like, yeah, it's a part of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you were sleeping with both of them.
See, that would, see, now that would, see, that would be worse. That would almost be worse than the pregnancy.
That's worse.
Yeah, that's definitely worse, because if you're pregnant and you were sleeping with him and another, and you don't know if you keep it, who gonna be the pappy?
You out here
playing. You need to.
I'm not saying a thing.
I don't know.
We raising this baby together, but no matter
together.
What. Who babies are girls?
But any more thoughts on that, y'all?
Nah, that was a good question.
That's it.
Yo, that's the night, man.
Hey, major salute to Brittany and Jay with the vibes tonight, man. Major salute to y'all. Dope vibes tonight, y'all. Yo, man, appreciate everybody that's been tapping in. We are the Monday Night Crew. Salute to Asia. We still rock with you, even though you're not here. We got you. Salute to Asia, and we are out.